When you were in the back of the office or out in the field, was there something that kind of makes you giggle of maybe one of your field workers or students came back, I cannot believe I just experienced this out in the field. I saw a bear, or we had to do this material site, and they are just working around us while all this equipment. Is anything that humorously stands out?
There's hundreds of stories like that. But
share a couple?
One time I was traveling north, coming from Fairbanks here, going up to visit the various crews. And, of course, the camps were supposed to be dry. They weren't, obviously. But I was taking up a large load of beer to the camps north of the Yukon. And I got stopped, and they destroyed all my beer. The crews were dry. That's one. That was right at the Yukon crossing, and I was not the only one by a long shot. And truckers were going up with cases of whiskey and so on.
I've heard stories.
The place smelled. Let's see. Galbraith Lake camp was at the lake, obviously, and we found a site, a Gallagher Flint Station. What's Gallagher's first name?
Charles.
Charles. Charles Gallagher was up there with some of the other crews, and they ran across this large site on a big knoll right next to the Hall Road and the pipe. It's between the two of them. And, or it was. Now it's, they changed the routing there. They were going to use this for a material site. It was a perfect spot. But we found all kinds of stuff on it. And so we were excavating the south half of the site, and it was so much excavation going on that we simply camped out up there. And they would bring in food by helicopter, the evening meals, lobster and steak and all of that sort of stuff. Yeah. I mean, it was a cost-plus operation then. So the pipeline people weren't hesitant about spending a lot of money on food. But I was up there with them for a little while, and they all had their own tents, and so I slept in the supply tent. And one morning I woke up to a big she-wolf, about 6 inches or so from my face. Very curious animal, and a beautiful looking animal. That was the closest thing I had along the pipeline to an encounter. We did have a rabid wolf hitting one of the tents right again at Gallagher. It ripped up the tent and so on. But that was kind of a side issue. Now I can't remember his name, who was in the tent at the time. He and another young lady were in there sleeping, and the wolf just came in and ripped up the tent, and he picked up the shotgun and shot at it, blew a hole in the tent. And Dave Derry, I think it was. The wolf was later shot by some bulldozer because it attacked one of the cats. But